Scott, that's Jay, wellfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 367. If you follow our ministry, I think this political theater is just that. It's political theater at the federal level, wings of the same bird. We're going to show some proof points of that. So this latest assassination attempt, we're just going to dive a little bit deep into what we think in this ministry is a script. At a minimum, that's a Manchurian candidate, a fall patsy. And there are four reasons why this is. Why are we seeing this script? What's the narrative? What's the big picture, especially if Trump gets into office? We're going to lay out four reasons that all of this theater will bring in this beast system. Now, the first video I want to show that proves my point that we're watching theater, at least at a federal level with politics. And again, the Lord can move people. He can give them their Saul moment. That's what we need to pray for with these politicians. But Hannity is, right, the Fox News guy. He wears his CIA pin all the time. I think since he's been called out, he's stepped back from that. But CIA, Project Mockingbird, right, six companies run 98% of the media. They can lie to us with the reversal of the Smith-Mundt Act under Obama. So the news is basically fake and it's controlled. That's why they're going after ID 2020, what you can post. We're going to cover articles, how they want to actually have AI to monitor conspiracies. Conspiracies is truth, but check this out. So Hannity stands for anti-abortion, Christian values. And I'm going to show a video where he walks up behind Governor Newsom, who's for abortion, just doing abomination type communist things and supporting the illegals more than he supports citizens of the United States. I mean, it's just an abomination. And Hannity's going to walk up behind Newsom and act like they're bros, like they're brothers, like they're partiers. This body language reminds me during my partying days in college. If, let's say, I didn't see somebody that I just hit the town with and had great memorable moments with and was I don't know, road trips. And if I haven't seen him in 10 years, that's the reaction I would have that I'm going to show you between Hannity and Newsom. It's almost like they're buds and they're playing a script. What do you say in the comments? I mean, it's quite evident to me.
Well, look at there who's standing behind Gavin Newsom. Hannity from the Fox show. Shaking hands and all that. Sound like to me they're all sleeping in the same bed.
I mean, Newsom shook his hand and did this little jiggle. Theater. It's all theater, my friends. All right, let's get into this second shooter that happened at Trump's golf course. The scream CIA asset Manchurian candidate. Look at the hair, the Freemason hair, white, and it looks black or purplish, dualism. So the guy lived in Hawaii, which is not cheap. He had a failed construction company, yet he's flying to the Ukraine, getting on Newsweek, set up an amazing recruitment website that was professionally done. Who's bankrolling him?
It just smells like an asset, right? But his Newsweek video that I'm going to play at the end, because I'm a little late to this, many of you have already probably seen it. I want you to listen to the Lucifer talk of oneness and love. And what I found disturbingly hilarious is like, we need love. And this is about unity and oneness. So I'm here to fight the Russians. Well, and then he also goes on to say, this is black and white. Russia's evil. Ukraine is good. Really? Ukraine is a cesspool for human trafficking. Ukraine's government was overthrown in 2014. It's duly elected government. They were murdering people in Donbass, Russians. Reports of money laundering. Then you have the Burisma deal with the Bidens. One podcaster I listened to said it's a CIA stronghold. But when you watch the video, check out how disturbed he looks. He looks mind controlled. He looks like his brain has been through a washing machine. He looks stripped and rebuilt. A couple reasons why I think this is staged is the crime scene evidence came out so fast, and he left his assault weapon there at the scene, and now all of a sudden Republicans are screaming for red gun flag laws. And if you remember, Trump said, take the guns first, due process second. He's not your friend, my friends. So all of it smells. What do you say in the comments? I mean, the guy looks deranged. I thought the Reese report did a good video on this. But what's the script? I personally think this is a script. And again, this is an end of days news ministry. I'd have dreams that'd come true. That's the only reason why I'm doing this, is if I don't blow the trumpet, the blood's back on my head. And I had a dream Trump was in line with Macron and all these Western leaders getting a script, flat out getting a script. And it just reminded me of Hannity and Newsom shaking hands like they're buds, like they've tied one on, big party buds together. But here's the goal of this script that we're going to prove out. One, they're going to bring on red gun flag laws. You're seeing Republicans saying, this guy should never have had a gun. That's the narrative. Divide and conquer. They're gaslighting the left so bad that the left sounds like conspiracy theorists, that this is an actor, that Trump lost the debate, so now he needs to actually stage shooting. It's deeper than that. You need to get out of this right-left narrative, at least on the federal level. Local, have at it. Decentralization is key. But they need us going at each other, because here's what they just launched. Here is what people are not seeing. This is the key point, is they launched a bunch of articles about AI surveillance, for AI surveillance to go after conspiracies. You can't make this stuff up. That's what they're pushing, because now the left is saying this is a conspiracy. And ultimately, if Trump gets into office, the fourth point, and this is speculation, how do they nationalize some of these corporate powers that threw the election? We're going to look at some different laws and see how this could potentially funnel this beast system. And the last thing, too, even though I think this was scripted, this assassination bit, I did see in a dream in 2008, they took out the Antichrist and they ended up putting his head on a quantum computer. And that was this beast system. That was an Antichrist fake resurrection, because he ended up showing up as a hologram. Sensational. Absolutely, if you're first time listening. But I've proven AI is the fake God, 5G, 6G is the fake Holy Ghost that communicates at the cell level. They want to know your thoughts. They want to control your thoughts with optogenetics. And then this fake resurrection, placing the Antichrist brain cells on this quantum computer, will be just that. I'll be a replica of Jesus Christ, because I saw the Antichrist coming out as this perfect hologram. And then people that went into some sort of booth with a flash of light were mesmerized and mind controlled. And you can't make this up. Brain cells actually run AI and quantum computers. There's all these articles, and people keep sending me videos of this. So are they trying to take him out, Trump out, to then eventually bring him back as the Antichrist when all hell breaks loose after World War III? I'm just saying, my friends. Here's the big picture. This is what's happening with the left screaming, hey, this is fake, this is fake, this is an actor, is thousands of articles, and I'm going to take the MIT, talking about how conspiracy debunking chatbots and fact-checking AI. So they have this technology to launch to really be 1984, and both left and right now are involved in conspiracies, and they're going to have this AI monitor everything. And this ties into ID 2020, you know, where you can't get online unless you basically have your papers, please. But it's just so verified by the club, because there's an article from Business Insider, Larry Ellison, basically talking about vast AI-powered surveillance system could ensure best citizen behavior. I mean, let's listen to this. Larry Ellison claims that AI will enable the creation of large-scale surveillance systems that will be able to control citizens, just like WeChat that we'll talk about next. According to Larry Ellison, the billionaire co-founder of Oracle, he said AI would usher in a new era of surveillance that he gleefully said would ensure citizens behave at their best. Ellison said that in the future, artificial intelligence will be used to continuously monitor and analyze extensive surveillance systems such as CCTV cameras, police body cameras, doorbell cameras, and car dashboard cameras. And he's missing the wireless body area network, what's in you. Microsoft's 06 patent. This biohacking, we'll prove that at the end of this video. We have oversight, Ellison said. Every police officer will be under constant supervision, and if there is a problem, the AI will report it and pass it on to the appropriate person. Citizens will be on their best behavior because we are constantly recording and reporting everything that is happening. Ellison also expects AI-powered drones to replace police cars in high-speed chases. You just have the drone follow the car, Ellison said. It's very easy in the age of autonomous drones. Actually, they could just use their satellite that peeps down on us 24/7 to know where all crime happens. And it gets worse. For the next pandemic, they want AI to be overseeing all social media. Let's let Bill Gates of hell talk about the vision of AI surveillance for the next pandemic.
It's where we want correct information, like hopefully when we want medical advice. But then we kind of like in our, you know, community and enclave having shared views that, you know, kind of pull us together. We should have free speech, but if you're inciting violence, if you're causing people not to take vaccines, you know, where are those boundaries that even the U.S. Should, you know, have rules? And then if you have rules, you know, what is it? Is there some AI that encodes those rules because you have billions of activity? And, you know, if you catch it a day later, the harm is done.
And again, the goal of this right-left script, red flag gun laws. That's why that patsy left his AK-47. Divide and conquer, gaslight the left and the right. Number three is this AI surveillance state. Let AI determine the truth. They're going to do it the next pandemic, and they're going to do it, as Larry Ellison just said, just for behavior control. And the fourth one, this is speculation. This is my career was strategy. I was a marketing director, innovation marketing director, and then I was a general manager for some $100 million business units, and my job was strategy, like move the company with a vision and a strategy on like usually four or five strategic pillars to try to hit our numbers. And so the number four to me is like, what would I do if I really wanted to move the world into this one world beast system? And so you need to think about this. If Trump gets in, it's all over the news. He's escalating threats that are alarming his opponents. And there's a couple things. There are a bunch of acts and laws, and then I'm not even sure about military tribunals, but what power could Trump have to seize some mega corporations? And the thought is, if he nationalizes corporate power, he ties in to the beast system, this AI beast system, everything will be united. And I'll just kind of prove out what he can do. So let's read the National Emergencies Act. If a company, and this is the theory, that if these companies helped or meddled with the election, meddled with free speech, could they be nationalized? And it's a bit of a stretch, I realize, but I'm just playing this out strategically, so bear with me. So the National Emergencies Act, if a company's actions are viewed as an existential threat to the democratic process or national security, the president could use emergency powers to temporarily seize the company's operations. It's always temporary, right? And there's some history with a president during a world war when after the steel business. It ended up losing in court. Then we have the Insurrection Act. While this act is traditionally used for maintaining public order, it could, in theory, be invoked if a company were directly threatening the functioning of government, such as attempting to destabilize an election. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is because I remember Klaus Schwab said government will be like Google 3.0. So I came up with a theory, if you know your Bible, that the 10 kings that rule with the woman might just be tech companies, might just be AI type tech companies, because they have one mind. Now here's where it gets interesting, right? If Trump gets in, could he go after these major AI type companies? Right? Here's an article from Daily Mail, how Google has interfered 41 times in elections since 2008, including with its new woke AI tool, Gemini, which won't answer negative questions about Biden. I mean, it's obvious Google is tampering with searches. So many different iterations of people blowing the trumpet on Google. And then recently, it was kind of hilarious people are asking Alexa, that's Amazon's AI, to give reasons to vote for Donald Trump and for Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris was like, oh, she's wonderful. She's this. When they ask about Trump, the response is, I cannot talk about political information. Well, that's election interference. You are swaying somebody's, I guess, choice to vote. So you're meddling with the searches and you're meddling with good reasons why you can't vote for Trump. Is it? I mean, is this election interference? Censoring good content? And it gets even more interesting. Mark Zuckerberg tells Joe Rogan that Facebook used its algorithm to suppress Hunter Biden laptop articles for 7 days in 2020. And the FBI warned his team of an impending Russian disinformation dump before the story broke. I mean, please. We all know Hunter Biden's laptop was real. Everything in the darkness will come to the light, the good book says. So are we seeing election interference by design? That if Trump gets in, he can go after these organizations and somehow federalize them. We live in a fascist country already because Amazon, right? You need to think of Amazon as shutting down small businesses. Granted, a lot of people make money selling on Amazon, but destroying small towns, getting subsidized by the government to ship products, where if you and I started Amazon, we would not get subsidized. So it's already a fascist country, but this just more solidifies it. If you look at where Google started, look at where Facebook started, do your research on that, my friends. But this just brings in the excuse to nationalize corporate power, either by law or even worse. Now, so I started looking at Klaus Schwab and some of his comments, and they have on the World Economic Forum, AI Governance Alliance. I couldn't get to his webpage. Access denied. But it's creepy. That's where they want to take us, is this AI governance. Now, let's keep going with this Trump to beast system from Wine Press News. Alleged Trump shooter, this is the first one, appeared in now deleted BlackRock commercial. And another headline from Wine Press News, bought and paid for. Joe Biden is bankrolled by BlackRock and Donald Trump is bankrolled by Blackstone. Now, what's interesting with BlackRock is they have their hands in the Ukraine. So it's interesting. Let's say Trump gets in. Could he really take a look at some of these links with some of these mind-controlled shooters that are in all these commercials that either are directly or indirectly, probably more so, funded by BlackRock? I mean, BlackRock sits on the boards of Fortune 100 companies all over the place. If they federalize BlackRock and all the holdings that they have and power that they have within the boards of these corporations, wouldn't that be interesting? I'm just saying, that'd be interesting, where everything is 100% aligned to one certain agenda. And then you might be sitting back and saying, well, what if Trump just goes in and really takes out the likes of Facebook, takes out X's competition? Well, X, somebody sent me this picture. Look at the X logo. And all the billions of dollars that they had in Twitter, that brand equity, this is a Freemason symbol. And Elon's vision for X is just like WeChat. WeChat started as a social messaging app, but has evolved to include social media features like Moments, where users can share photos and updates. Payments, WeChat Pay allows users to make payment at stores, transfer money to friends, and even pay bills. Services, you can book flights, hotels, taxis, and even access government services directly through the app. Sounds like ID 2020. Mini programs are apps within WeChat that provide additional functionalities without needing to leave the platform. It's this beast system. Eventually, they want this phone, cell phone in you. But here's where it's creepy. WeChat is connected to China's social credit system. Remember what I read with Larry Ellison from Oracle? For example, WeChat has rolled out its own credit scoring system, which evaluates users' trustworthiness based on their payment behavior and credit history on the platform, and also what they say, who they associate with, where they go. Additionally, in some regions, WeChat has been used to display information about individuals who have defaulted on debts as part of the local efforts to enforce court rulings and promote social credit. Once the system is fully implemented, Chinese citizens will be given a social credit score based on their deeds and actions. For example, failure to pay a court bill or playing loud music. Get this, playing loud. This is behavior now. Playing loud music in public may cause a low score. The social credit score scheme has been described as a digital dictatorship and a dystopian nightmare. Right out of Black Mirror. I've never watched Black Mirror. Now, here's the big picture of all of this, right? Is it's all about defiling you, the temple of God. That is the true abomination of desolation when the Antichrist sits in you. And this is just another proof point of a video where this looks like a database, a bioweapon control grid database that it's just a quick video, but I want you to listen closely about how everything is run off of the CV-19 poison poke. This is the control grid system. So 5G is there to control the nanotech in you. This is the big picture. And then everything that we talked about of taking away the guns with this agenda, consolidating power for this beast system, this AI surveillance state, because now the left is being gaslit with conspiracy. So what is truth? It's all right in front of us, my friends. But this is the big picture.
This is the blueprint for world domination. Okay? Now, as you see, it's all under COVID-19, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I go here to global governance. All right? I press this one. Now, just under this section, there's 5G here. You see 5G?
Okay.
I press 5G. Just to remind you, it's all under COVID-19. So COVID-19 is the head subject. This is the title. And everything is underneath. So COVID-19 is like the name for taking over everything else. There's hundreds of layers of information here.
This graphic is dynamic. To control the world all under COVID-19. Pretty powerful piece. If you're listening to a podcast service, go to SJ Wellfire and type in search 367. Now, just for some housekeeping, we probably have 30 to 40%, 50% of our videos that talk about the poison poke. So under topics, go to news and hit poison poke. We've been pretty early days on this mind controlism technology, measuring you under the skin. So they want to measure you, control you, and then the CTVs, driverless cars, ID 2020, all of it. It's just right in front of you. Let's roll this as well. Just another proof point. This is from a doctor talking about the nano machines in the pokes.
Internal bionano things, these are for the health applications. I did also a lot of research on that the last 15 years. Bionano scale machines, but these are for the, you know, injecting into the body and always monitoring the health problems. And that is also really going really well, like with these COVID vaccines. It's going that direction. These mRNAs are nothing than small-scale, nanoscale machines, right? They're programmed and they're injected. And then Internet of Nanoscale things. So those will be part of 7G and beyond, right?
This professor, we've played him before. It's nothing short of nano machines. Now, all of this can't be done without ID 2020. I'm going to play a video from Canada. I think this is a little older, but it just shows the mindset on how they're going to get around the world ID 2020, where you can't do anything. You can't order anything. You can't get on social media. You can't bank. It's coming. It's coming fast. And I've seen videos from Africa, South America about ID 2020. It's a globalist plan. Let's play this next video. And you have to think of, well, if Trump gets in, he's not going to want ID 2020. He's going to want ID 2020 because of the open borders, right? This voter fraud. Illegals don't need a driver's license. Well, yes, you do. You need ID 2020. That will be the right side excuse for all of this lawlessness. The Antichrist will come in as a solution provider. It's Satan, darkness, true darkness, going to false light. That the Antichrist will be false light. But here's just an excuse of how they're trying to get this ID 2020, this digital ID in Canada, that I thought was interesting.
So this is a bit of an emergency broadcast regarding the digital IDs. Yesterday in Canada, Justin Trudeau met with all of our provincial premiers and basically told them that we will not be able to get funding for our healthcare unless the premiers agree to the digital IDs. I will show all the proof. Now, those of you who think that digital IDs are great, they are not. Let me show you what these digital IDs will actually entail when it comes to control. Here's an overview basically of everything that will be included in the digital IDs. This can be found on the WEF website and also on all of the provincial and government websites. You will have healthcare. You will not be able to access any healthcare without this digital ID. Financial system. You will actually not even be able to carry out bank accounts or carry out anything online regarding financial transactions. Food and sustainability. This says for farmers and consumers, you will not be able to get into stores, you will not be able to even sell anywhere. Once they have this system in place, this is where the digital currency will come in. Travel and mobility. We saw that with the Arrive scam app. Humanitarian responses, which is basically just garbage. It's in case something happens, they will be able to track and find you, including if you don't want anything injected in your body. E-commerce. You will not be able to shop online. Then you have social media platforms. You will literally need this ID in order to get TikTok, Twitter, or Facebook. No more fake accounts. You have e-government. So if you want your taxes done, any sort of benefits from there, you will need this. Then it gets even scarier. Telecommunications. You will not be able to actually get an internet provider without this digital ID, and they will be able to track you. And then up there, you have smart cities, and we all know what those are. Those of you who think I'm lying, here's the federal condition. In order for us to access our money, our tax money, this is basically a hostage situation of our tax money. And what you will see is instigators, government instigators under Twitter, under Justin Trudeau, that basically say we need to push our provincial governments to, you know, get the money so that we can spend it better. No, we don't. We actually need.
Want to go back to this second shooter. This right-left theater, this big-time wrestling that we're watching with the assassination attempts, we've covered a different angle on that. Go to SJ Wellfire and type in Trump. And this whole election theft that happened January 6th, I mean, it's real. It's real. But there's a reason why they're moving us down. They need to provide us a hero. So again, I'm going to play the video from Newsweek. This guy has been funded, lived in Hawaii, started a construction business, wasn't making any money, goes to Ukraine in a commercial, sets up an awesome website to recruit mercenaries. His language is oneness. It just screams Luciferianism. Guy looks like his brain has been fried. CIA asset, obviously. A dupe. Dead eyes. Looks like he was put through a washing machine, my friends. I mean, it's beyond strange. A patsy is what it appears. And again, go to the Reese report. He did a nice job with that. Crime scene evidence came out so fast. But the big picture of this is we're watching theater, because then all of a sudden Hannity comes out with his recollection of the shooting. And then Hannity, as I've shown earlier, is just hanging out like buds with Newsom. Man, if you really were opposed to somebody's point of view, you wouldn't act like you just tied one on the night before. You wouldn't act that way. You'd be maybe respect somebody, but try to debate with them and not look like best friends on both sides. We're getting played, man. We're getting played in terms of the message. The script that we're watching, if you follow our channel, we're watching a script. Red flag gun laws, even on the right. Divide and conquer. They need chaos. They need lawlessness and chaos. So the left's getting stronger, the right's getting stronger. Ultimately, both sides now are talking conspiracies. They need this AI surveillance conspiracy overlay for many, many reasons. To shut down conspiracies, but also for the next pandemic, the next World War III. You know, Facebook, I just read, to shut out RT. They need to control the narrative, my friends. And then ultimately, and this is more speculative, this is more strategic of the job that I did, is if Trump gets in and some of these corporations did evil, interfered with the election, could they be nationalized? You know, it seems like it could be a stretch, but who knows? We're living in a lawlessness time, my friends, because they want all AI to be as one. That's their goal. Let's end with scripture, and then I'll play that video. Luke 21:36. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. God bless. Thank you for your support.
Please tell me who you are and why are you here?
56, from the U.S., from North Carolina originally. So I live in Hawaii now, so flew all the way from Hawaii here. So the question as far as why I'm here, to me, you know, a lot of the other conflicts are gray, but this conflict is definitely black and white. This is about good versus evil. This is a storybook, you know, any movie we've ever watched, this is definitely evil against good. I mean, we're battling a situation here where, you know, the Ukrainians and the rest of the world are caring and kind and generous and unselfish and take care of one another. And it's just a matter of, you know, we need to stand up for that. That is the most important thing in the world, is just to show human beings that we're kind and we're caring and that we take care of one another and that the world is united so that we feed each other and make sure that, you know, we all move forward as one collective whole unit. So, you know, we feel the pain of one country's failure and their conflicts, and we enjoy the successes of other countries that are doing good, and we all work together. And for some reason, Russia does not grasp this concept that we're all one unit, and we have to get along and work together and be normal human beings. This is 2022. We have to work together. It seems asinine that we have a leader in a country that does not understand the concept of being unselfish and being generous and being kind and just the basic moral values that are required by human beings these days. It blows my mind.
And what are you doing here in Ukraine?
My initial goal was to come fight. I think, you know, everybody around the globe should be motivated to come here and support the Ukrainians and support the army, no matter what gender, age, anything. Everybody should be here supporting the army. But I'm 56, so initially they were like, well, I have no military experience. So they're like, you're not an ideal candidate. So they said, not right this minute. So plan B was to come here to Kyiv and promote getting more people here. You know, we need thousands and thousands and thousands of people here fighting with the Ukrainians. We need, you know, we've got 190 countries around the world, and we need thousands from all of them. If the governments will not send their official military, then we civilians have to pick up the torch and make this thing happen. And we've gotten some wonderful people here, but it's a small fraction of the number that should be here. A lot of the other conflicts are gray, but this conflict is definitely black and white. We all move forward as one collective whole unit.
So long story short is President Trump, they were on the fifth hole, they were about to go up to putt, and the way Steve Witkoff, now just as a little bit of background, Arthel, I happened to go to breakfast with Steve Witkoff and another friend of mine this morning, and I was invited to play golf. They happen to be really good golfers. I don't have a lot of time to play golf, so I said thank you, but I'm not gonna go out on the golf course and get killed out there. But long story short, so they were playing, they were on the fifth hole. And the way Steve described this, the way the president described it, they both had exactly the same story, which was that they heard pop, 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 pop. And Steve went into great specificity and great detail as to what happened right after. Within seconds, the Secret Service pounced on the president, covered him. You had snipers with tripods. They knew the direction where the shots had been fired, and they had eyes on the location where the shots had been fired. And long story short, They were, I have confirmed with both the president and with Mr. Wyckoff that the gun has been found. They identified it as an AK-47. And thanks to Secret Service drone video coverage, they were able to identify the one individual involved in this shooting getting into a car after dropping the AK-47. And my understanding, according to both of them, is that that car has been identified, and I believe it's been surrounded. Whether or not that person has been apprehended or not, I don't know.